Die internasionale kredietgraderingsagentskap Moody's is die enigste graderingsagentskap wat 'n beleggingsgradering aan Suid-Afrika se skuld heg. Nou die groep het gister laat aand 'n taamlike volledige en emosielose navorsingsverslag oor Suid-Afrika gepubliseer waarin die probleme in ons ekonomie blootgelê word. Op die lyn is Lucy Villas, sy is die visiepresident van Moody's en een van die skrywers van hierdie verslag. Lucy, welcome to the show. The report is very comprehensive, unemotional, and it clearly unpacks the challenges South Africa face. The ones it seems you are the most worried about are rising government debt levels, especially at Eskom, and our poor economic growth performance of late. Let's start with state debt. You now include government guarantees to Eskom in your calculation, and you project that if nothing changes dramatically, we may see total debt of over 70% to GDP by 2023. How significant is this risk to South Africa?
Thank you. So as you said, I think you know that we identified, and it has been the case for quite some time now, we've been identified two main challenges in South Africa. And I would put, you know, a slow economic growth first. And then, of course, you know, on the fiscal front, some pressures coming both from, you know, spending and revenue. And, of course, the two are linked because, you know, in a slow growth environment, it's also difficult to raise tax revenues. These are really, you know, the two main challenges that we have been identifying for quite some time in South Africa. And as you pointed out, if we assume policy continuity, and when I say that, I refer to 2018 in particular, then based on commitment on the part of the government, fiscal policy stance we have seen in 2018, and taking into account, of course, the difficulties at Eskom, then we would see, you know, the debt to GDP continuing trending up. It's not a very steep increase, I must say. It's a kind of gradual but steady increase. I think the main risk is probably twofolded. One is that our rating analysis is a question of peers, and when we look at peers, many of the Baa3 rated sovereigns we have are actually on a very different trajectory. Most of them are bringing their debt to GDP level lower. So that would be, you know, one of the reasons why such a trend would be a negative from our perspective. The other factor that I think is important is that it also lowers the shock absorption capacity of the government. So when you have the relatively small debt and that, you know, a shock happens, then the fiscal authorities can step in, maybe provide a bit of, you know, stimulus to the economy or, you know, take over the cost associated with that shock. And yes, it will bring a bit, you know, the debt to GDP level higher. But if you start from a relatively low base, then you have that what we call shock absorption capacity. The issue is that when you start reaching 70% of GDP, you're losing that shock absorption capacity.
Moody's has always been regarded, especially in relation to South Africa, as a very patient and lenient credit ratings agency. How does the South African metrics compare to other emerging markets? Or put differently, how close are we actually to a downgrade?
It really depends of what is your outlook you take in terms of the growth and the fiscal. I think that's the reason why we, you know, explain that with the recent election now over, really our focus is on understanding what will be, you know, the policies that the new administration, the new government when formed, will bring forward. When we will know that, we will better understand how far or how close South Africa is to either a downgrade or actually an upgrade, since, you know, we have a stable outlook at the Baa3. But if you look at peers, we focus on the emerging market peers in particular. You know, I think that really what is striking is the slow growth, and we're going back to that challenges that are very well known in South Africa. And if you look at the peers we mentioned in our report, you clearly see that, you know, South Africa is probably one of the slowest economy we have.
Dit was Lucy Villa. Sy is visiepresident van Moody's en ook die skrywer van hierdie verslag. Dr. Elna Moelman, sy is ekonoom by Standard Bank, sluit nou by ons aan. Elna, welkom by die program. Wat het jy van die verslag gedink en wat is Suid-Afrika se vooruitsigte?
Goeienaand. Ja, vir my was amper twee temas wat hier uitgekom het. Die eerste baie direk As daar nie een of ander hervorming is wat op die einde van beter groei,
O, Elna, daardie lyn is nie 100% nie. Ons gaan jou gou weer bel. Driekus, wat was jou gedagtes?
Ja, Elna sê dit ook, en as jy deur die Moody's verslag gaan, dan sê hulle dit ook, sê dit vergelyk byvoorbeeld wat van Goldman Sachs se kant af gekom het, hulle het 'n paar, hulle brei hulle aktief, of hulle bedrywe gee natuurlik uit in Suid-Afrika, en een van die redes wat hulle gee is dat hulle opgewonde is oor die land. Hulle neem as sulks aan, of hulle neem dit aan dat ons met groot strukturele hervorminge gaan begin. Ek dink ons is nog seker daarvan nie. Ek dink Elna het ook nou dieselfde gesê in die Moody's verslag lei dit ook dat groot diep strukturele hervorming moet gebeur vir groei om regtig pos te vat. Selfs al vat dit en vat nie, ja, dinge kan baie beter lyk as wat dit nou lyk 6 maande van nou af, met diep strukturele hervorming is nodig.
Elna, ons het jou verloor daar waar jy gepraat het oor strukturele hervormings wat dalk nie so vinnig kan gebeur nie.
Ja, ek dink die belangrike ding is net dat hulle gesê het vir die eerste keer baie direk, as dit nie gebeur nie, dan gaan ons afgegradeer word. Maar ek dink wat 'n bietjie bemoedigend was, is hulle het gesê dit gaan tyd vat, en hulle praat in die verslag op 'n paar plekke van dit gaan jare neem om te implementeer. Met ander woorde, ek dink tog hulle gaan redelik geduldig wees, maar as daar niks gebeur nie, gaan ons definitief afgegradeer word. Ek dink wat ook belangrik was, is dat hulle gesê het weer die groei is baie belangrik, so wat ons nou bespreek het, maar mense moet altyd onthou van 'n fiskale perspektief af, gaan dit oor groei en jou fiskale besluite. Met ander woorde, ons kan fiskale besluite neem wat reeds 'n verbetering teweegbring voordat groei verbeter. Met ander woorde, as ons dink aan goed soos byvoorbeeld die inkomste diens en die hervormings wat daar plaasvind, as dit positief is vir belastinginkomste, dan kan dit alreeds begin positief wees, of ten minste begin om die risiko 'n bietjie laer te maak van 'n afgradering.
Ja, ek het lank met haar ook gesels voor die onderhoud, voor ons dit opgeneem het, en dit is baie duidelik dat sy het seker 2 of 3 keer benadruk dat luister, die gradering, die vooruitsig van die gradering is stabiel. En daar is positiewe dinge wat jy miskyk, soos die krag van ons finansiële stelsel, die hoeveelheid spaargeld in Suid-Afrika en ook die vermoë van plaaslike beleggers om finansiering aan die staat te verskaf. Dink jy ons fokus net op die negatiewe?
Nee, ek dink ons is maar net almal bekommerd oor die negatiewe omdat daar sulke belangrike implikasies is, en die implikasies is weet die gradering is eintlik maar tot 'n mate 'n simptoom. Ons is eintlik meer bekommerd oor wat dit beteken vir welvaart van mense en die fiskale prentjie later aan ensovoorts. So ek dink dit is maar kom ons maar baie bekommerd is daaroor. Maar ja, soos wat sê, hulle beklemtoon op die strukturele sterkpunte van Suid-Afrika, en hulle sê dan ook dit is waarom hulle bereid is om ons 'n bietjie kans te gee om dan nou hierdie veranderinge te implementeer wat op die ou en hooplik vir ons 'n bietjie sterker groei sal gee.
Ons sal dit daar moet los. Baie dankie Elna, dit was Dr. Elna Moelman, sy is ekonoom by Standard Bank.